The battle over plans to build a new pipeline is heating up in Illinois. It's not an oil or gas pipeline. Instead, it would carry liquid carbon dioxide captured from the burning of fossil fuels. Critics say the process, known as carbon capture, is unproven, risky, and not a long-term solution to the climate crisis. And farmers are putting up a fight against building the project across their lands. Nara Schoenberg has been reporting on this for the Chicago Tribune and joins us now. Nara, good to have you.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So we're talking about a project called the Navigator CO2 project that would transport liquid carbon dioxide from South Dakota, Minnesota, Nebraska, Iowa, and Illinois to underground storage sites in Illinois. So remind us what carbon capture is and how this pipeline would be different from a regular oil or gas pipeline.
Right. Carbon capture is when you remove carbon either from the smokestacks of factories or fossil fuel plants, or actually directly from the air. Here we're talking about removing it from industrial plants, ethanol plants, fertilizer plants, and we're talking about storing it underground.
Now, we'll get into why environmentalists have long opposed this, but as you report, farmers are joining forces to fight the construction of this pipeline. Why are they so opposed to it?
Farmers are really concerned because Navigator wants to send carbon dioxide pipelines under their fields. There are concerns that this would mess with expensive underground drainage systems, hurt property values, lower crop yields. There's a whole range of concerns there. There are also safety concerns.
Right. And as you report, a lot of these farmers are, like a lot of farmers are everywhere. I mean, they're really attached and have history, long family ties to this land, and they're really concerned about upsetting that, right?
Right. These are farmers who have been on their land for generations. I talked to one who'd been on his land, his family's been on the land for 100 years, and he has a really almost spiritual connection to the land and the idea that carbon dioxide pipelines could be sent through his fields against his wishes. It feels like a real violation to him.
Now, a report from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign recently found that Illinois is set to become a leader in carbon capture because of this unique underground rock that is treasured by these companies. Can you talk a little bit about what's so special about this rock?
Yes, we have sandstone, and sandstone is a great medium for storing liquid carbon dioxide. That's because it's both porous, meaning it has spaces for the liquid to sit in, and it's also permeable. The spaces are connected in ways that allow you to inject carbon dioxide and have it spread through the stone and cover large areas and be stored in large amounts.
Right. So it's seen as a possible solution to climate change, a place to store these gases. But environmentalists have long derided carbon capture as risky and unproven. It also has a history of poor performance. Can you talk a little bit about that? What's gone wrong with carbon capture?
Yeah, carbon capture, in theory, is a great idea. You remove 90% of the carbon from, say, a coal plant or a fossil fuel plant. You remove it before it goes out into the air, and you have what some people have called clean coal. It sounds really good, but there are a bunch of issues that some pretty important climate scientists have been bringing to the fore in recent years. Some of it has to do with economics, that these plants, when they go up in large scale, they tend to close down. The economics just don't work. But there are also questions about whether they're really doing their job of removing carbon from the atmosphere. I talked to Mark Jacobson at Stanford, who did a really interesting study that found this big carbon capture project that was really seen by the industry as kind of a standout, Petranova in Texas, that when you calculated what it was really doing and looked at the emissions it takes to run carbon capture, that the plant was really only removing about 10 to 20% of the carbon that it would be ejecting into the atmosphere. So it wasn't doing a good job.
It can also be risky because CO2 can leak out of these underground storage sites. And I understand that this actually happened in Mississippi in 2020 with some pretty terrifying results. What happened there?
That was a pipeline rupture in Setarsha, Mississippi in 2020. One of the rescue workers described the scene afterwards. He compared it to a zombie apocalypse. The carbon in liquid form escapes. When the pipeline ruptures, it turns into this cloud of gas, which is potentially suffocating to humans. It also stops cars on the road. There were cars because engines need oxygen to run, just like we do. There were cars that were stalled out on the road because they came in contact with this cloud. People passed out. People were foaming at the mouth. Dozens of people went to the hospital.
Mm. And what do you think the fight over these pipelines says about the future of carbon capture as a viable strategy for reducing greenhouse gas emissions?
Yeah, we're definitely a test case. I'd say, you know, we're probably in the early phases of it. There are questions about whether people would be more comfortable with this if there was more regulation. And I think Illinois is going to move forward with some regulation. But certainly it's another potential barrier for carbon capture, which, you know, increasingly does face barriers.
That's Nara Schoenberg. She's a reporter for the Chicago Tribune, talking about opposition to a carbon capture project out in Illinois. Nara, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.